Hello everyone, this is Seamus. 这一期节目很严肃，就不喊节目的口号了，跟大家分享八句霍金的经典语录。大家都知道，昨天是霍金先生归于星辰的日子。那么他对现代物理的贡献是非常巨大的，而我们更多人是从他的这些经典语录里面了解他的思想的。那么今天纽约新青年为你带来八句双语版本的霍金语录。 Number one, Although I cannot move and have to speak through a computer, in my mind, I am free. 虽然我行动不便，说话需要借助电脑，但我的思想是自由的。 Number two, Remember to look up at the stars and not down at your feet. Be curious, and however difficult life may seem, there is always something you can do and succeed at. 记住要仰望星空，不要低头看脚下。无论生活如何艰难，请保持一颗好奇心，你总会找到自己的路和属于你的成功。 Number three, We are just an advanced breed of monkeys on a minor planet of a very average star. But we can understand the universe. That makes us something very special. 我们只是猴子里面的一个高级点的物种，生活在一颗平常的恒星旁边，在一颗微不足道的行星上，但我们能理解宇宙，而这就是我们与众不同的地方。 Number four, I regard the brain as a computer which will stop working when its components fail. There is no heaven or afterlife for broken down computers. That is a fairy story for people afraid of the dark. 我认为人脑如同电脑，当配件坏掉时就停止运作。对一部坏掉的电脑来说，没有所谓的天堂，也没有来世。这些都是用来安慰那些害怕黑暗的人们的童话故事。Number five, The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, it is the illusion of knowledge. 知识的敌人不是无知，而是已经掌握知识的幻觉。Number six, I have noticed even people who claimed everything is predestined and that we can do nothing to change it look before they cross the road. 我发现即便是宣称一切天注定，我们无法改变宿命的人，过马路前都要看一眼来往的车辆。Number seven, If aliens ever visit us, I think the outcome will be much as when Christopher Columbus first landed in America, which didn't turn out very well for the Native Americans. 如果有一天外星人来拜访我们，我认为结局会和哥伦布登陆美洲一样，后来发生的一切对印第安人并不是什么好事。Number eight, The real risk with AI isn't malice, but competence. A super intelligent AI will be extremely good at accomplishing its goals. And if those goals aren't aligned with ours, we are in trouble. AI 的真正风险不是它的恶意，而是它的能力。超级人工智能 在达成目标的方面极其出色。如果这些目标与我们的目标相冲突，我们就会有大麻烦。